The Gemara says on Daf Yizayin Amud Aleph that it's mutter for an isha to be memala isha kolakdera basar afabisha in a tzricha ela chatikha achas. If an isha is cooking on Yom Tov, she needs to be mevashel a piece of meat. So even though she only needs one piece of meat, but she could fill the pot with as many pieces of meat as she wants, and then she could put it on the stove and be mevashel it. And there's no problem of cooking meat which you don't need, because being that it's just one pool of bishul, one pool of putting it on the stove, and everything else is happening mimela, that would be mutter to do on Yom Tov. And the Rishonim point out from here that you see Gevaldik Achidish that ribui b'shiurim is mutter. You're allowed to be marbe b'shir. In other words, you're doing a malacha which is mutter, but you only need a certain amount of meat. You just need one gregaris, and you're adding many, many more gregaris. You're adding many pieces of meat that you don't need. Afal pichin, it's mutter because you're just doing one pa'ula of iser, and the fact that you're making the shiur more, that is not a problem, and that is mutter. And the Rishonim, the Ran and the Rashba, they're bothered that there's a Gemara in Menachos that seems to say that Ribui B'Shiurim is Asar on Shabbos. And based upon that, they're Mechalik, and they say for different reasons that Ribui B'Shiurim is only Mutar on Yom Tov. This is a special Hatter for Yom Tov, but on Shabbos it would really be Asar. Shail if it's Daraisa, Darabanim, but that's how the Rishonim come out, that on Shabbos Ribui B'Shiurim is Asar. It would be Asar to do this on Shabbos. It would be Asar to do a Pa'ula, even though you have a Hatter to do it for some reason. We can only do exactly what you need, but to be Marba B'Shiur, more than you need, that would be Asar. And based upon that, the Achronim have an interesting kasha. The Menachos Chinuch has this kasha in the Mitzvah Lamed Beis. He asks like this. He says, we know that if a person is a chayla mesukin on Shabbos and he needs food, you allow a shach for him because of pikuach nefesh. So you find an animal, you shach it, you give him the meat. He says, we don't find that you have to be medactic to find the smallest cow possible. Let's say you have a small cow and a big cow. We don't find that you have mechuyev to take the smaller cow. Now, l'chayra, if the small cow has enough meat for him, which l'chayra would, then what would be your heter to shach the bigger cow? By shachting the bigger cow, you're going to be over on more, there'll be more shiurim of the iser. And if Ribui B'Shiurim is also in Shabbos, it should be also to do that. You should have to always find the smallest cow in Leishamana. We don't find such a din. So why is there no issue of Ribui B'Shiurim over there when you're shachting more than you need to shacht? That's the kasha of Menachos Chinuch. Now, the Ar Sameach in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yudches, Halacha Aleph, says a Gemara Yesod to answer this kasha, and he says like this. He says the din of Ribui B'Shiurim is only also when you have a malacha that requires a shear. Let's say a fi or a bishul, you need a shear. So I'm on Shabbos, if I could be mevashel less, and I'm being mevashel more, and being mevashel more shiurim, that would be aser mishum ribui b'shiurim. Every shiur is mechalikit, that I'm doing many malachis, and therefore it would be aser. But when it comes to Netilas Neshama, he says, Netilas Neshama does not have a shiur. There's no shiur for Netilas Neshama. You're chai for killing a cow, you're chai for killing a small ant. Any amount of Netilas Neshama is aser. Being that there's no shiur for Netilas Neshama, therefore the din of ribui b'shiurim will not apply, and there's no bigger iser by killing a bigger cow over a smaller cow, and that's why we're not medactic to do that for a chayla. So that's as you said, when it comes to something in malacha that doesn't require shear, there is no din of ribui b'shiurim. And based upon that, the Achronim want to answer a kasha. There's a kasha which is asked by the Chalkas Yayim and others, that when it comes to, let's say a chayla needs a ner, you have to light a candle for him on Shabbos. So if it's pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to light the ner for a chayla. So again, you have a similar problem. Let's say I have a small candle which will last, you know, throughout the day. I don't need more than that. And then I have a bigger candle. L'chayr, you should be mechuyev to light the small candle, because what's my heter to do havara to more shiurim than I need? L'chayr, that should be awesome. And again, we don't find that there's a kpeda, that when you have to light a candle for a chayla, they have to take the smallest candle as opposed to the bigger candle. Why is there no issue of ribui b'shiurim when it comes to lighting a candle that will burn for more? So they want to say, Alpilis Ar Sameach, it won't be a kasha, because Havar also does not have a shear. There's no shear for Havar. Any Havar is aser, so it doesn't make difference a small candle, a big candle. Once you're tzmadut to light a candle, there's no chilik, the fact that it's going to burn for longer, being that there's no shiurim to be mechalik the malacha, therefore there would not be an issue of ribui b'shiurim over there. That's what they want to say, Alpilis Ar Sameach. I was thinking that l'chari, it might not be a tzushtal, because I think what Ar Sameach means is maybe something a little more yesidistic. He's not just saying a vart that whenever there's no shear, there's no ribui b'shiurim, but he's saying something more of a yesid in the malach of Netilas Neshama specifically. Then when it comes to Netilas Neshama is not a malacha that doesn't make a difference how big the behema is. The iser is taking away the chiyah, something which is alive. You're making it dead. That is the malacha. That's the iser. So the fact that you have a big cow or a small cow, there's no less or more Netilas Neshama because of the size of the basar, of the flesh that you have over here. The neshama is the same by everything. It could be a big cow, it could be a small ant. There's chiyas, it's alive, and you're making it not alive. That is the malacha. So chiyas is not something which is measured. We don't look at more chiyas and less chiyas, a person who's a larger person than a person who's a smaller person, we don't say that there's more chiyas by the larger person than the smaller one. Chiyas is something which is not defined by how big the physical body is. Chiyas is something that is ba'atzem, and it doesn't make a difference how big it is. It's always going to be the same amount of menetilas and shamas. There's no ribi b'shiurim, because there's no difference if you kill a small cow or a big cow. It's all the same ma'isa menetilas and shama. When it comes to something like a candle, where a bigger candle will have more havara going on than a small candle, perhaps ribi b'shiurim would apply. So it's possible that this arsamech wouldn't be a tushtel to the case of the two candles, but it's possible for other reasons you could get around Rebbe B'shurim by candles. It might not be Nagya B'chaba Havara, but Al Kapanim, that's the Asari Dar Sameach. Either he's saying Avart and Shi'urim, and there's no Shi'ur, there's no Din of Rebbe B'shurim, or something like Gabi Nitilas Neshama. Nitilas Neshama is something that is not tied down to a Shi'ur. The Chiyas is something which doesn't change depending on how big or small the animal is, and maybe there's no Din of Rebbe B'shurim when it comes to Nitilas Neshama.